from New Zealand. I don't know much more Maori than that, but it usually impresses people. It's really good to be here. It's always good to come home here. It's interesting because, as many of you probably know, we've got a lot of family here. And Jericho, mate, I am a sucker for a great percussionist. And it's good to see you doing that, my cousin. My boys have just walked out. That's okay. My boys don't like to be paraded around much, as you can imagine, when we have situations like this. But you'll see them later on in the day. I told them that I was going to bring them up, but they've conveniently walked out. It's fine. So Matthias and Liam, and they're 10 and 12. And, of course, myself, Mike, and my lovely wife, Jewel. So I thought I'd tell you a little bit about the ministry of Young Life New Zealand. And so some of you probably are somewhat familiar with kind of how Young Life works. But the reason why I want to tell you a little bit specifically about Young Life New Zealand is because we actually do things a bit different, which makes sense because Young Life or New Zealand's a different country. And so things tend to need to be different. And hopefully, as I've got my notes to the PowerPoint here, hopefully there'll be some things that you can take away and maybe apply here. I don't know. We'll see. So Young Life New Zealand, there's a few core values that really define who we are. And some of those are, firstly, we actually believe in the local church. It's one of our main core values. We believe strongly in the local church, and we're committed to building up and working through local churches. It's a little bit different, maybe, than what you're used to. And we believe that we are called to empower our local churches in the area of youth and community vision, our mission, and community service. And one of our core values is one of the ways that works out and plays out is that we want to help the local church build a trust relationship with the community, with local schools, and other groups of people who are trying to do good. And we also believe that ministry or our work should flow out of a Jesus-centered lifestyle. That our lifestyle comes from an outflow of our relationship with Jesus, and that is the most important part of ministry. Okay, we believe that. And that everything should come from an overflow of that. So our lifestyle is a result of that. Ministry is as a result of the lifestyle, which is a result of knowing God. Another core value is we go where young people are at. We don't wait for them to come to us. We call that being present, or you'll hear me say presence-based ministry, being present in the world of young people. We don't wait for them to come to us. And we also care so much and we want to work to care for people so well that we earn the right to be heard. As a result of caring well for people and loving them well, we earn the right to be heard. And in that process, we build lifelong friendships with young people. I just went out the other day to see an old friend of mine who's now nearly 30, and who was a kid that I mentored when I was like 25 or something, Brian. He lives in Hillsboro. Lifelong friendships. Known him since he was 14. I still know him. We're still good friends. And that we're committed to doing all this with excellence. Those are our core values, some of them. The mission of Young Life is simple. Our mission is to see teenagers reach their full potential as resilient, confident young people becoming young adults who will contribute to society positively. And then, of course, we want all kids to have the opportunity to know Jesus in an authentic way. Pretty simple, but Pretty cool. How we do that, and I've talked a little bit about this, is we work to empower, build, and unite local churches. Again, slightly different than what you might be used to hearing. So how do we do this? So we want to build to empower local churches. You see, we believe, if we believe in the local church, we have to have a belief on what we think the local church should be doing. And I believe that what the world needs from the church are masses of believers who are willing to roll up their sleeves, get amongst it, get dirty, be out there to build authentic relationships, to build trusted communities, to care for others with no strings attached, no ulterior motives, no hidden motives. Yes, we have great hopes, but not hidden. And I foresee that as churches do this, that they will become and should be communities of believers who deliberately live out their faith, caring for people truthfully, earning the right to be heard with God working, and as people can speak healing into people's lives. So we work to empower churches, and we believe that there's a phrase we use, another core value, but I didn't say at the beginning, which is we believe that we need to not leave the bride behind. Who is the bride? The bride is the church. So we believe that we need to not be the solution, but be part of the solution and helping the church be on the cutting edge of youth and community development. So that churches become known as groups of people who says, man, those guys really know how to do good stuff. They're always showing up. In fact, they're the only ones that show up when things don't go well in our community. They're the first ones that show up. Man, they do some good stuff. I wonder why that is. But that would be what the church is known for. So we, as Young Life New Zealand, we focus primarily on empowering churches in the area of youth and community development and connecting churches to youth outreach and mission. We work to build, so empower, and then we build up the local churches. So we do a lot of training, build capacity. We help churches build full-spectrum youth ministries. So that means out on the streets, opportunities for people of the church to interact and share life with people that aren't in the church. And then opportunities for those who feel like they want to be part of a church community, on-ramps into that community, this community. So the other thing we do is to help build capacity and help build a relationship specifically between local churches and local schools for the benefit of community, for the benefit of young people, and to accomplish our goals and values in general that we have in common. And the other way we do this is that we want to unite. So we promote unity amongst churches, provide opportunities for churches of all different denominations to work together and connect and have cooperation in certain areas, not all areas. This is still Dayton Baptist Church. Getting excited. Here we go. We still have your identity and your flavor, but in certain areas, specifically in community development, youth mission, to work together and also to pray together. So Young Life, to sum it up, in New Zealand, is a bit of a bridge. We work to build a bridge between specifically college. Sorry, college is high school in New Zealand. So this is a slide I use in churches in New Zealand. So college and so high school and local churches. We work to be a bridge and to bring that together, and not to compete with the local church, but to actually help empower, build, and unite. But bottom line is, we're out there in the world of young people, and we want those We want people in the church to get out and be amongst them in their world. Young Life is not a facility-based ministry, or the idea of what I'm talking about is not, if a local church is working in the community and we're working with them, the ministry is not based at the building. It doesn't mean it's not, the building isn't part of it, but it means the church is outside the building, sharing life, using the power of presence, like I said before, just like Jesus did. Being incarnate, being present with us in this world, we want to do the same thing as communities of believers. And we promote and want to see us onto their turf, the turf of young people, before they might feel welcome to come onto our turf and build a relationship. So we try to give young people the first word. We go into their lives being present, hearing their stories. There's an old saying, young people don't care what we know until they know that we care. It's a bit of a bumper sticker, I admit, but it's true. And so some of the stories we hear are amazing from kids. Some of the stories are heartbreaking. And some of them are heartbreaking and then amazing as we walk with them. So, and as kids share their stories with us and with people that are out there, the youth workers, the youth leaders, we have the opportunity to speak into their past. We have the opportunity to affect their present positively, and hopefully and often we have the opportunity to positively influence their future. As you can imagine. And this is a neat slide. I keep on looking up there. I forget I have this thing here. The reason I put this up here is because some people don't realize that we know this stuff, that young people, everybody, we all have needs, we all have longings, we all have things that we need to, as we grow, to do, to accomplish, and to fill the longings we have in our hearts and who we are as people. And some of those are, I long to belong, I long to matter, I long to be taken seriously, I long for a safe place, I long to be unique, I long to be part of something bigger than myself. We see a lot of people, not just young people, trying to fill these longings in very unhealthy ways. And so I put that up there so that you understand we do have a little bit of an insight into young people. And this isn't just New Zealand. This is all across the world is true. And so we hope to help young people fill those longings in good ways and in ways that reflect their Creator. In our local area, so getting down to some nitty-gritty, where we live, where Jewel and I live, and the boys... we are working in 4 high schools at the moment. And what this looks like is we've got churches who have youth workers that Young Life supports and helps facilitate youth work in the local high schools, Edgewater College, Pakuranga College, Botany Downs Secondary College, it's BDSC, and McLean's College. And so we have paid youth workers that the school actually contributes to the cost of these guys. And then the churches contribute, and then Young Life, we also raise money to contribute. You guys are part of that. Thank you very much. And so that's our local area. And what that looks like, Joel, what's the number of youth workers? Because it's up. It's noon. Paid youth workers from local churches who are doing what we know as Young Life in the schools, helping kids. Well, I'll talk about a little bit about what that looks like in a bit. But so those are local schools. And then nationwide, the amount of churches and schools, we've got 65 schools and 100-plus churches we're doing what I just explained, and I'm going to explain a bit more. And this is a picture from our national conference this year. We all, it's a collective across the country, and it's pretty amazing. Churches doing good work in schools, really good work, and that's a picture of that across the country. So youth workers in schools, so what does this look like? Because I sort of explained, you know, the need and some of the values, and that's pretty cool, but what does it look like? Because it's actually, you know, sounds a bit complicated, but what this looks like is we've got, I'll take a 10-hour youth worker. So this gentleman on in this big picture on the right with the beard is a guy called Caleb Finlayson. What he's doing right there is, so he's a youth worker in the school, 10 hours a week, and some of the times he's hanging out at lunchtime, throwing a rugby ball, playing some basketball with some kids, just walking around, getting to know, being a part of the community, being a part of kids' lives at school. Some of what he'll do is sometimes he goes to class where there's a teacher who's got 30 kids and there's five or six that are making it very difficult for the teacher to teach, and he'll sit there with those guys. That's some of what he's done, what he might do. Some what he has is one-on-one mentoring. So the guidance counselor or a teacher or a dean will refer a young person to Caleb and the other youth workers and say once a week they get together and have an hour mentoring time. Pretty cool, eh? And then this is what he's doing there is a group mentoring, which is a program we call Strength. And they go through a self-worth and resiliency and, talking about courage and honesty and respect and those sort of things. It's put out actually by Hillsong in Australia, Hillsong Church in Australia. So it's a Christian program, but sort of written in a way that allows schools to be able to be okay with us using it, right? So this is like that group that he's doing. So these pictures here, so the one at the top, that's the girls group that a youth worker called Carmel does. this is during lunchtime, the second picture down. They're just hanging out during lunch. And then the bottom picture here is is actually a study group. We had youth group, and it was right before exams, but instead of doing youth group, we said, we'll bring two tutors, a math tutor and an English tutor, and one of whom happens to be one of our youth workers, and come along and we'll help you prepare for exams. So that's another thing we do, which is pretty cool. Some of the other things that we do, so this picture up at the top on the right is Kyle and Jared, and they go along to school camps at the beginning of the year, and I as well, I go along, and we'll go along to the incoming freshmen, go away for 3 days, and the schools want us there. And so we spend 3 days with the freshmen, and so we get to know all these kids at camp, and it's really fun. And then we spend the rest of the year walking with them. And so the guy up at the top left, that's Ethan. He's about this tall, actually. And he's a youth pastor at Eastview Baptist Church, and he's one of our youth workers at the school. And he does some lunchtime basketball stuff with some troubled boys. We'll call her Mary. That's not her name. This is going to be podcast, so I'm going to be careful with names of the young people. And then in the middle, who's been mentored by one of our youth workers, and this is a group that I mentor on the bottom, your bottom right, that is a group mentoring time. And we were just about to go in the van, and I did a selfie in the back, and that was them. So that's a bit of what it looks like. So that's in school. So you say, well, boy, you guys are doing a lot of good work, but where is, and that is Christian, isn't it? Doing good stuff, right? Doing good things is Christian. But that's not the only part of the gospel, is it? There's a two-handed gospel. There's works, but there's faith, right? So that's what I'm talking about next. So this is an example of one of the, what we kind of call youth drop-ins. You might remember as club. Some people call it youth group. But all these kids are not churchy kids. They're from the school, and they've been invited or allowed or given the information to be able to come along to this little youth group thing that we call, this one's actually called Collide. It's just what the church named. It happens to be my church. There's a few other, there's other ones around the show, but this is just the one that I'm personally involved with on a regular basis. And they come along. We do different things, like we did the bumper ball things. That was fun one night. But oftentimes, if you look at the top right, there's a little fire pit. We always have a fire because who doesn't love a fire, you know? Roasting marshmallows, you know? And so we create a welcoming atmosphere. They come and hang out. We always tell them, you know, we want you to come along to Collide. Enjoy your time. Share life. Laugh. Have fun with friends and us. And get away from home and all the pressures of everything else. And then I say, but also we want to have a time where we talk about God and life and what that might have to do with you and me. And so we'll, that's when I unfold the message part of the gospel. And yeah, so it's a lot of fun. And obviously these kids, there's my bald head in the front in the middle picture. Sorry about that. and yes, there's the churches also have more discipleship-focused youth groups as well. But what we do is we try to encourage churches and help them figure out how to create these on-ramps, welcoming on-ramps into the community so that young people and people outside the church can more easily engage and connect in an authentic way. And so that's, in America, they call that club. We don't, but that's why I put that up there. Just quickly, that's our local area. That's just some of the churches that we work with. Presbyterian, Baptist, Wesleyan, Salvation Army, community church, independent community churches, so it's pretty cool. Well, before I go there, Jewel is going to come up and talk about a different school thing that we do that's not part of the main schools, the big schools, so she's going to talk about that.
So, we have our main schools. Now, the main schools are about 2,000 to 2,500 students. In a 2,000-student body, we would have 4 to 6 youth workers, paid youth workers, and they break down by houses. If you've ever seen Harry Potter, he owned those houses. So, you know, it's kind of like a homeroom, but it's a whole house. Okay, so so one youth worker per house is kind of our plan. But we also have a work which is kind of dear to my heart, which is it's called ATC Train Me, and it's a school for kids. The qualification to get into ATC Train Me is you have to get picked out of 2 other schools. And I just love these kids. These kids, they're on my heart all the time. They happen to meet, our church meets in a community building. We don't have our own building. And we rent space there. In the same building as us is ATC Training. And so for a long time, our church has been like, they're right here. Like, we're not here on the same days, but they're right here. And so we got to this year, we got to hire Carmel. She's the youth pastor of our church, but she's also 10 hours a week in the school. And then she has this extra little, and that's at one of the, that's at Pickering College. And then she has this extra time, about 5 hours, that she gets to spend with these kids. And at this school, the max is like 15 kids in the whole school, okay? So you hang out with these kids, you're only hanging out couple kids at a time, or if you go in the classroom, there's only one classroom. A couple years ago, one of the things our church did is my pastor's really good at getting me to say yes to things. You have a pastor like that? my background is in art, graphic design, before having kids and moving to New Zealand. And he said, Jewel, what would you think about teaching for 1 week ATC Training, so teaching teenagers about Easter and about art. I'm like, well, that sounds pretty good. I don't know. And he said, and we'll even get, we even got a grant for you, so you'll even get paid. actually skipped the rest of the week. So that was encouraging. but I only lost him. The rest of them stayed. And they even, on the last day, they stayed through two scheduled smoke breaks to finish their projects because they wanted them displayed in the art exhibit. It was really cool. So we've done that for 2 years. Now the second year, the first day of it, these kids, they shift a lot. Like sometimes they're waiting to go to jail. You know, they're in the court system. Sometimes there's all kinds of reasons they're at this school. So, but two of the students from the first year were also there the second year. And one of them was Emma. And halfway through the first day on the second year, she was still there, she says, "Hey, Artley." She said, "You tried to do this last year, and I didn't like you, and I walked out. In fact, I skipped a whole week of school because I didn't like you." Like, yeah, I remember that. And she said, "Yeah, sorry about that." It was really cool. And she stayed the entire time, and she completed her project, and it was amazing. So she's really strong in my heart. Well, now we've got Carmel. Okay, I'm only there one week a year. Carmel's there every week, okay? And Carmel got to know Emma, and after a while, Carmel started coming to Clyde. Emma started coming with Carmel, and then she started coming on Sundays, too. And then after a while, Emma told her, "By the way, I'm pregnant." And, you know, she's 16. And the father's not going to be around. Doing this on her own. But Carmel has been with her through the entire pregnancy. She just gave birth, a week ago? And Carmel was there with her in the birth room. She had a cesarean section. Big stuff for a 16-year-old. And even though I'm going to break the rule, I have to tell you the baby's name. Because the baby's name is Dayton. Really? And I think that's pretty cool. That's not even like a Kiwi name. I don't care. And, so be praying for Emma, be praying for baby Dayton. He's just a little guy, you know. But that's the relationship. That's the difference, you know, a real youth worker makes with a kid.
Thanks, Jewel. Yeah, and I'm going to talk about camp next. Emma came to camp a week and a half or 2 weeks ago. And, you know, waddling around, as you do when you're carrying a baby. And she has acknowledged that she has made an authentic, personal decision in the area of faith and belief in God. And so that's quite cool. In fact, she and another girl in that program who's been coming along, they go to the class time, and they're telling all the other kids, "You need to come to this thing. You need to come to this thing, and you need to know about Jesus." And we're kind of like, "All right, slow down, guys. You know, don't pressure them. You know, like it's fine because they're just excited, and we get that, and that's really cool." So we might need security next year at our drop-in, but. Anyway, camp just happened, and that's a picture of camp. So from kids around all around, mostly the North Island, but some of the South Island as well. And so I've just got some pictures of camp. It was a great time. We weren't there because we were here in Oregon. So there's Emma on the right, okay, that Jewel was just talking about, and still carrying a baby. And that's one of our volunteer leaders, Rachel, who's next to her. And so quite a diverse lot of people. We've got, you know, quite a few Polynesians of various sorts. And so that's Carmel there on the left here, just to get a visual of the youth worker that Jewel is talking about and one of the kids. And then this guy on the kayak is one of my favorite guys. I don't have time to tell you about him. But anyway, great story. Again, some more fun pictures of the kids at camp. There's Rachel, one of our volunteers, doing the upfront games and dancing. Look, camp is very similar to what you know, see here. You know, we have a lot of fun. Kids are kids. And they love to have fun and love to be cared about and love to be allowed to be kids, but also respected. But they also love to be in relationship with caring adults who will walk life with them. In fact, they need relationships with caring adults when their peers don't have the answers. We might have a few more, or at least we might know where to look. And when they need someone to hold them up, their peers don't have the ability. Sometimes their parents don't have the ability. We get to be people that can hold them up. And it's pretty cool. And thank you for being a part of this. I know we talked a lot. We've gone over, I said we can go to 12. You see, normally I get 5 minutes at a church. You guys are dangerous people, giving us a whole thing. So, again, we're going to be around for lunch, and so any questions you might have. There's a whole lot of other stories that we haven't told, a whole lot of things we could have said, and so therefore you may have some questions, like, what's that thing, or wait a minute, I don't get that, or tell me about this, or tell me about the kid on the kayak. Well, we'd be happy to do that, because we've been there 12 years now. If you're expecting us to come back here, stop expecting it. We live there. We're citizens now. We have been for a while. We're still American citizens, too. Don't worry. But it's home, and that's pretty cool, too. So I'm finished, Matt.
Guys.